Well, tomorrow morning is our 7th annual Hope Starts Here Challenge, which is a big fundraising event for the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center. And starting at 8 tomorrow, we have, for the first time, a half marathon. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a competitive event, chip timing through Superior Timing. We also have our duathlon, which is a 5K run, a 10-mile bike, and a 5K run, which is very challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have 5 and 10K races. We have leisure walk, leisure bike. You can bring your dogs or cats and walk them. So we have a little something for everybody at Lakeview Arena tomorrow.
And this all ties in with the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center, which I know, Rob, you're very affiliated with this. And there's an open house today, if I believe, and a few other things coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, today we have an open house. It's in the new science facility, room 2104. And we've invited the public to come and see where we do the research that's involved at the Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center. And probably more importantly, have a chance to come and talk with the people who do the research. So Dr. Rovino and myself will be there. But what's really more fun to talk to is we'll have a number of students there. Mm-hmm. You can learn the work they're doing. See how it's advancing their careers. So a lot of fun. That's 1 to 4 today.
The Upper Michigan Brain Tumor Center is what? What is it by definition?
Well, by definition, it's a collaboration between NMU and Marquette General. Our goal is patient advocacy and research is part of it. And we do basic science research to try to get a better understanding of brain tumors. What causes brain tumors, why they resist treatment, why they often come back. And so in on my part, looking at basic science so that we have a better understanding and then presenting that to the scientific community as a whole throughout the country and throughout the world. And we've been very successful at that.
This is obviously also a very unique learning opportunity for the students that are involved in this as well.
Absolutely. It's not often that students at a school the size of Northern in a location like Marquette get a chance to do what's really some research that's right on the front edge of cancer research. And many of our students, when they finish here, get accepted and, in fact, get invited to go to some of the best cancer research places in the country to continue their studies. And so that's pretty exciting for us.
How is it for you, Dr. Rovin, when you're working with the students in this particular context to see, I guess, the future of this treatment and the future of helping people through it?
Well, this is far and away the most rewarding and satisfying aspect of the Brain Tumor Center is to be able to provide this opportunity to our students and to give them the education and training that they'll need to go to the next step and really become important cancer researchers. Already, as Rob has mentioned, our students have been involved in research that's been published in major journals. We have some of our students as lead authors on those papers. And this is how the battle's going to be won, by creating this army of passionate, energetic, bright young students to go out into the scientific world and do their own research. And it's just a real honor to be able to be involved with that. And I think the community should be very pleased that they're able to support such an endeavor.